You're listening to Wisdom of the Elders. I'm Arlie Neskai. Today we honor the native artist. It is said that no native language includes a word for art. It is not something that can be separated from life. Art can't be created as something outside of existence, packaged, contained. It's as fundamental as breath. Barbara Roberts pays tribute to the artist Lillian Pitt from the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs Reservation, located in the northern Oregon Cascades. Celebrated for her bronzes and ceramic masks, Lillian Pitt's highly personal art, she says, is food for the soul.
In some shape or form, we see it every day. Clay. It's soil and water. Most of us don't think about it very much, but Lillian Pitt is fascinated by it.
The feel of it, the touch of it, the magic of what happens to it in the molecular way, how water leaves it and how it changes its structure.
An artist, internationally known for her creative use of ceramics, bronze, and other materials, Pitt's inspiration comes from her Wasco and Yakima heritage. Her Indian name, Wakamu, means camas root, a traditional native food.
My mother said I was well named because I was stubborn and I was difficult to let go of the earth. And that's the way the camas root is. It's very difficult to let go of the earth. And so I think my name having the tie with the earth and then feeling and touching the earth, which is clay, was one of the first major passions that I've had about artwork.
You might call Lillian Pitt a late bloomer. She didn't even take an interest in her medium until she was 32 years old.
For about 15 years, I was a hairdresser. Then I was a beauty school instructor. And in between, I'd had four back surgeries, and so I had to retire. And then I went to a community college. The last class was ceramics, and so I loved the way it felt, the way it smelled. I just dreamt about it. I became obsessed with ceramics or with clay, you know, and couldn't quite realize what it is I wanted to make. The final term, I made some masks, and I went to an opening where R.C. Gorman, the famous Navajo artist, was showing here in Portland. He was very generous to me and said, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I make masks." He said, "You do? What kind?" I says, "Well, they're clay." He said, "Well, do you have pictures?" And I, "Yeah, I have pictures." And they're very awful pictures, just terrible. And they, you know, like were with the flowers, and my cat was in one. And then he says, "And do you sell these?" And in the meantime, thinking, "Oh, my God, yeah." And I thought, why is he asking me all these things? But anyway, I said, "Yes, I sell them." And he says, "For how much?" And I thought, oh my goodness, he doesn't end.
R.C. Gorman introduced her to a gallery owner who liked her work. And soon, her masks were hanging alongside the works of well-known Native artists.
And so that's been 23 years ago. And it's been going up and down, but mostly up. And it's just been such a blessing because I've been able to travel, meet indigenous people, and meet all kinds of wonderful artists.
Pitt uses the ancient Japanese firing techniques, raku and anagama, for her unique expressions. But her imagery comes directly from the stories passed down by the tribal elders.
The memories of all the elders are very special because they're the last of the quote-unquote traditional type of people who spoke only their Indian language and who dressed the way they dressed. And so they're all very special, and we're losing them, and I think they're every one of them are so precious.
When Pitt had her first one-person show on her home reservation, her biggest concern was how the tribal elders would receive her work.
You try not to jump around and say, well, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And so I just sat there very quietly. Bernice Mitchell, another elder, she says, I love what you do. You're giving our names back. You're giving identity to us as a people. You're doing it with honesty. And I just wanted to cry.
Pitt's message of thanksgiving, tranquility, and tradition comes across in every piece. With her use of ceramic, metal, and wood, each piece has an inextricable tie to the earth. One brilliantly colored Raku mask, Pitt calls it Moonlight Stick Indian, is a deep yet vibrant royal blue, but her work with bronze shows muted, earthy tones, reflecting the subdued coolness of the soil.
They seem to turn out exquisite without my help. As they go through the other processes of the Raku firing, they divorce themselves from me and become their own spirit, and they get just so beautiful. I just love them.
Each mask has a theme. Spider-Woman honors the women who hold the families together, teach the children, and who have to build and rebuild their homes.
And then there's Feather Woman, which she has a abstract eagle feather on her forehead. I just make clay feathers and put them on the head, honoring again all the women that are our teachers. The Hawk Woman and the Bird Woman, Coyote Woman, Wolf Woman, and all those. And I just do, I don't know what it is I'm going to do. I just, whatever happens that day happens.
Many of the stories that inspire Pitt come from the cultures of the Columbia River around Celilo Falls, an important fishing and trading center in the Pacific Northwest.
There was this village on the Washington side, and this was long ago when people were not yet real people, and that's where we could talk to the animals. And so Coyote came down the river to the village and asked the people if they were living well. And they said, yes, we are, but you need to talk to our chief, Shaglal. She lives up in the hill. So Coyote pranced up the hill and asked Shaglal if she was a good chief or one of those evildoers. And she said, no, my people live well. We have lots of salmon, venison, berries, roots. Good houses. Why do you ask? And Coyote said, changes are going to happen. How will you watch over your people? And so she didn't know. And it was at that time that Coyote changed her into a rock to watch her people forever.
In 1960, centuries of rock art were lost when rising waters behind the New Dalles Dam flooded Celilo Falls. But she who watches sits high above the river.
She overlooked the village where my great-grandmother lived, and so there's that personal connection with her, and she did a good job because if it weren't for my great-grandmother, I wouldn't be here.
Pitt believes her talent is a privilege and that working with clay, the earth, is sacred.
All these images are very personal to me and very loved. And I really, every time I do them, it's just like a prayer of thanksgiving for my people, for the river people, for the salmon, for the deer, you know. And it feeds my soul.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Barbara Roberts.
We'll hear more about She Who Watches and the Columbia River from playwright and storyteller Ed Edmo on Turtle Island Storytellers later in the program. You can see Lillian Pitt's work at the Jackson Art Gallery in Portland, Oregon, or you can check it out on the web at lillianpitt.com. For Gary Small, a Northern Cheyenne who lives in Portland, Oregon, the word wild aims at the art of freely expressing a strong connection to the human spirit within. Gary, sometimes known as the Rev, has learned that his music is a means of tapping into that art. awarded Best Songwriter for his recent release, Wild Indians, at the 2002 Native American Music Awards, his CD clearly demonstrates Gary's skill as a songwriter and as a guitarist. Some call him the Santana of Native American music. Gary Small, doing Wild Indians from his CD of the same name, available from Crazy Moon Records. Coming up, in Health and Healing, Judy Bluehorse Skelton paints a landscape in essential oils, and Nico Wynn sings the praises of several contemporary musicians.
Picture a buckskin bag decorated with colorful beadwork and filled with native music of every kind. Know that within its container is one of the most powerful gifts human beings possess.
Stay with us. This is Wisdom of the Elders.
Otakuye, Luhayero, Abeto. Otakuye, Yohane, Ukiyewe, Najiyona, Tokata, Wichu, Ijari, Iwichachara, Shakuye.